The doors are closing. Train departing. Please hold on.
It's now time for the Portland Transit Lane Podcast, a weekly podcast that looks into the events of transit in Portland and what's ahead. Now, your host, transit expert, Lane Jensen.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard and the pace was pretty packed.
Yeah.
But a seesaw had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines for stopping to pick up more.
Hello, and welcome to the Portland Transit Lane Podcast, episode number 8. I'm your host, Lane. Feel free, if you have any comments, to shoot me a message on Twitter, at @PDX_TransitLane. Email me, PortlandTransitLane@gmail.com. Feel free to call our hotline, 971-238-7453. Also, please give this a like on iTunes. Share this on, you know, through Twitter or Facebook, that you listen to it. It's definitely an interesting podcast. This week, we got a few things to cover. First of all, there has been some news about TriMet this week, so we'll definitely cover that. We're going to definitely be talking about driver assaults again. It's finally hit home, and I'm definitely going to have a little rant about that, and that's going to be fun. And then we're going to get into the numbers of the max delay so far this year. Back in December of 2015, Doug Kelsey, the COO of TriMet, who replaced Bob Nelson, stated that TriMet was going to be better about, you know, being open and honest about the delays over at with the MAX. And I want to see, really, have they been doing that, or are they just lying through their teeth like they always do? So I went ahead and broke down the numbers for all the delays that they've reported, and the numbers will shock you. So, like I said, it's going to be a very interesting podcast this week, so hang on to your hats, folks. So to start this off, let's have some TriMet news.
TriMet Weekly, covering the news of the week. Here's your anchor, Lane Jensen.
Thanks. So, the TriMet news of the week. The big item of agenda happened on July 20th. TriMet has hired a new deputy general manager. Whoop-dee-dee. More six-figure legal people, so TriMet can get their way whenever they want to. So, let me read this article by Mary Fetch. And again, this says, this just screams six figures right here, okay? TriMet has hired Michael Shin to join the agency's litigation team as deputy general counsel. During his 13-year legal career, Shin, S-H-I-N, has worked in all aspects of litigation in both state and federal courts. Shin most recently worked at the Oregon Department of Justice as a senior assistant attorney general in the appellate division. Prior to that, he focused on complex commercial litigation at Deckard LLP in Boston, worked on enforcement actions for the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office, and served as both an assistant U.S. attorney and assistant public defender in Montana. Michael brings a great deal of experience to our agency and will be a terrific addition to the team, says TriMet General Counsel Shelley Devine. Shin earned his bachelor's degree from Yale and his law degree from University of Cal Berkeley. He lives in the Selwood Moreland neighborhood with his family and enjoys cooking, traveling, exploring the Portland food scene, and is a lifelong Cleveland sports fan. Really? Really? I mean, really? Three paragraphs? Maybe four in that? And that's all you can say about him? Yeah, they're trying to hide Shin. All they're trying to do is just hide more, you know, six-figure income, because they want these people to work at the background so they can get whatever they want whenever they want it. You know, TriMet, and this is just gonna be one of their another crony that's just gonna end up working his way up through the ranks and end up being, you know, right-hand man to Neil McFarlane and make everything happen for Neil, just like Shelley did, and just like all the other general counsels have so far. It's just crazy. You know, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Literally, there's really not much you can do. So, and another thing that has popped up as well, and this is literally, this cracks me up, okay? TriMet has been awarded a $3.4 million federal grant to buy its first electric buses. Really? first electric buses. That's going to be interesting to see what happens. So, because here in Portland, electric buses won't work, especially with the hills that we have. Let me read the article for you. Thanks to a $3.4 million federal grant, TriMet will purchase 4 battery electric buses as part of the Federal Transit Administration Low and No Emission Vehicle Deployment Program. Climate change is an enormous threat, and it is already beginning to impact our communities here in Oregon. As we aim for a carbon-free future, electric vehicles, including buses, will be a huge part of that transition, said U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley. I was pleased to help TriMet secure the federal funding to add these cleaner electric and low-emission buses to the fleet. TriMet will purchase 4 New Flyer XE40 Excelsior 40-foot-long battery electric buses, along with depot and on-route charging infrastructure. The federal grant covers all of the cost to buy the buses and design and install the infrastructure. This is a terrific opportunity to bring the next generation of environmentally friendly vehicles to TriMet, said Neil McFarland, TriMet General Manager. We're looking forward to testing these vehicles to see how they perform and if it makes sense to add more of these electric buses to our fleet. These buses reduce emissions and greenhouse gases and are also quieter. Well, so let me put a side note here. The quieter the vehicle, the more people are not going to pay attention to the bus coming and get hit. I mean, we already have issues right now with people stepping out in front of the buses, even though they're loud as hell because they have headphones on. So if you have an electric bus that comes up with no noise, how many more people are going to get hit? I mean, that's seriously a huge safety factor right there. I mean, you're going to have a high-pitched noise or something to cut over some headphones. So to continue the article, they are expected to be more reliable and have the potential to offer extensive life cycle cost savings from reduced maintenance and fuel costs. These new buses are expected to be operational in 2018. The buses would be deployed on a test basis on routes that match their charging requirements to determine whether future expansion of the electric fleet is cost effective and meets customer service requirements. Really, TriMet? Really? You're buying electric buses? And you're already having problems with people running out in front of the buses right now that are not electric? Really? Can we play the dumb card here? Can we play the dunce card and, you know, and sit Neil and everybody in the corner? Because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Seriously. I mean, I applaud them for trying to go electric, but until they solve the issue of people trying to, you know, step in front of the MAX train or step in front of a bus, there's no way they can have electric vehicles right now. There is no freaking way. I'm sorry. But no. There's no way. So, we'll see how stupid TriMet can get. And speaking of that stupid TriMet note, let me go on a rant about stupidity of TriMet.
Those alert tones only mean one thing. Lane is about to go on a rant. Stand back. It could get ugly.
Yes, and this is going to get very, very ugly, folks. So, one of the people that I know at TriMet, a driver who I have met personally and talked to personally, was spit on this week by a passenger who was not happy with him. This whole driver assault has finally hit home for me. And you know what? Those, and again, I pardon my language here, and you know all of that, but these effing bastards at TriMet, the general manager Neil McFartface, everybody in the management there at TriMet is doing nothing. I repeat, nothing about this. All they do is pretend that this doesn't happen because they don't want this in the media. And I'm going to bring this up in every single podcast until this is dealt with, so people will hear about it. So TriMet, I know, Mary, you're listening to this podcast. You subscribe to my Twitter feed, so you know when I post. I'm going to be bringing this up every single time. I repeat, the driver assault I'm talking about on every single podcast until this is resolved. We have had 29, I repeat, folks, 9 operators assaulted, spit on, that have not been reported to the media since the beginning of the year. Now, folks, we are in almost the end of July, 7 months, okay? That is literally almost a driver a week, if you do the calculations correctly. That's literally almost a driver a week who's getting spit on. Okay, yeah, it's over a driver a week. It's just over four drivers a month who are getting assaulted or spit on or anything like that. That is out of control, people. These idiots who are getting on the bus and doing these to the drivers, they are out of control. And is TriMet management doing a damn thing about it? No. Is the TriMet police doing anything about it? No, because they're getting called to other crap that they should be dedicated to the TriMet system. TriMet should be getting these numbers and not forcing these drivers to work after a traumatic experience. But you know what? The TriMet management doesn't give two shits about it. And you know what? It really gets on my nerves when drivers are forced to work after a traumatic event. Seriously, I mean, when somebody has a traumatic, injury, in the workplace or anywhere, they go to the hospital. These drivers cannot go to the hospital because it's not covered. Because TriMet will actually tell them that they have to take a sick day, even though they did nothing wrong. If they want a day off, they have to take a freaking sick day and lose some of their time. Why? Because TriMet doesn't see this as an on-the-job injury. Really, TriMet? Are you really that fucking dumb? I'm sorry. But you guys in TriMet management, get your heads out of Neil's butt and see what the hell is going on these buses. Because you know what? This is getting out of control. And is TriMet doing anything about it? No. You know what? I'm sorry, but I'm going to do a call to action here, folks. Anyone who's listening, when you ride the bus, you see a passenger starting to get in the driver's face, interfere. I repeat, interfere. You know, get that passenger out of the driver's face. Kick him off the bus. Do whatever you have to do to protect the driver. Because you know what? Without a driver, that bus doesn't move, which means you don't get home, which means you miss your connection. And you can blame the driver because of an unruly passenger? I'm sorry. How stupid are you to blame a driver for nothing that they have control over when a passenger is getting unruly? Seriously, do you really want a driver who's just had a traumatic injury to drive you on a 40-ton bus, who's probably not fully, able, mentally to be able to drive that bus anymore for the day? Do you want them to be on the road? Do you want them driving? Seriously? I mean, look at this, folks. I mean, a traumatic injury, literally like that, will dramatically reduce your reaction time. Or increase your, it will dramatically increase your reaction time. It will dramatically decrease your vision because you're not focused anymore. And it's going to make it a safety hazard for that driver to drive. But does TriMet care? No. They force the drivers to drive. They continue to drive the rest of their shift. Really? I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm getting sick and tired of this. I really am. And like I said, TriMet, until you decide to get your heads out of your ass and figure out a solution to this problem, this is coming up on every single podcast. I repeat, every single podcast until this issue is resolved. And you know what? Again, we are up to 29 driver assaults now. 29. Do the math, folks. Do the math. Now, on to the numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
By the numbers, time to break down the numbers TriMet is feeding the media and see if they really hold their weight. Let's dive in.
So let's dive right into this. So I have collected all the data about the max delays since the beginning of the year on TriMet's website here. If you type in Making Transit Better Max Delays, you'll see that website. And again, I took all this information directly from their website, okay, and just put it into Excel and calculated it exactly how they had it, okay? So this should be the exact numbers that TriMet has too, and if it's not, well, then TriMet's lying through their damn teeth, because we know that they like to lie a lot. So, so for the TriMet, because TriMet's saying that, you know, they feel bad that they cause a lot of problems, okay? So 56% of all delays are actually not caused by TriMet, amazingly enough. Only 44% of delays are caused by TriMet, okay? You know, or, you know, delay or disruption. 75% of those delays that TriMet cause are actually a delay, while 17 of them are disruption, okay? Yet it's all, and it's the pattern holds the same for the when TriMet is not responsible, where 64% of non-TriMet caused incidents are delays, and 36% are disruptions. Very interesting. Now, here's where here's where the fun part comes. Okay, all right. So the number one, I repeat, the number one reason that TriMet gets delayed or disrupted that is not their fault: auto, a vehicle blocking the tracks. Since the beginning of the year, we have had 24 incidents where a vehicle was blocking the tracks. 24. That is 28% of all non-TriMet caused incidents, okay, is because there was a vehicle blocking the tracks. So it's Portland's stupid fault themselves, okay? 12% it was because a car hit a train. Or I'm sorry, 14%, 12 incidents. 15 incidents were police activity. 15 of them. That's 18% of all non-TriMet or non-TriMet caused incidents were because of police activity, which is crazy. Now, if you go to the TriMet caused, you know, the ones that TriMet, you know, has caused, you're looking at 66%. I repeat, 66%, two-thirds of TriMet caused incidents, mechanical. I repeat, mechanical. 44 different incidents so far this year, up to this recording on the 23rd of July, have been mechanical issues that have caused some sort of delay. Yeah, isn't that incredible? Just incredible. If you take everything together, those 44 mechanical incidents makes up 29%. 29% of the overall issues causing TriMet delays on the MAX. 44 of them. Almost a third of all incidents, whether it be TriMet caused or not, are mechanical. Okay? That's impressive. That is pretty impressive that TriMet still can't figure out how to run their trains properly. Still. Okay? Now, of course, with that being said, you know, I went ahead and broke down the all the different types of incidents and what color train they were on, you know, which line they were on. And it's actually quite funny. 29 mechanical incidents were on the blue line. Isn't that crazy? 29 on the blue line. 23 mechanical incidents on the red line. 17 on the green, 15 on the orange, and 13 on the yellow line. That's just incredible, okay? Just incredible. Yet, when it comes to an auto, you know, a car blocking on the tracks, the orange and blue line are tied for 12 incidents apiece so far, with yellow line at 10, green line at 4, red line at 2. Now, let me ask you something here. All right, the red line, especially from Gateway to the airport, how many times does it actually share the same roadway with cars? Very few, right? Yes, like the blue line downtown. Yeah, and I'm talking about the red line from Gateway to the airport. It doesn't share the same road. Yet, look at the numbers of cars blocking the tracks on the red line. Oh, look, and there's only two. Why? Because that's how that's how light rail needs to be built, away from the vehicles. I repeat, away from the vehicles. That way, cars can't get on the tracks and block the trains. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous how they did that. Okay? Yet, 11 instances so far that police have been called and delayed the blue line. Yet, only 7 times on the red line. 5 times on the green, and 4 times on the orange and yellow so far. Pretty crazy numbers here. Pretty freaking crazy. Oh, let's not forget about our lovely, you know, switch issue at Rose Corridor or Gateway. Blue line has been affected 6 times. Red, green, and yellow come in second at 3, and 2 times for the orange line. And then our favorite one, the signal issue. Oh, yes, signal issues. Our favorite friend. 6 times so far on the yellow line. 5 times so far on the red, green, and blue. 4 times already for the orange line. Orange line hasn't even been open a year yet, and they've already had 4 instances where a signal has caused a delay. That's incredible. That's incredible, TriMet. How can you be so incompetent? I mean, seriously. It blows my mind. Just absolutely blows my mind. So, I went ahead and continued breaking these down a little further here. Okay, so out of those delays, okay, out of all those delays, let's see here. Yeah, out of all these delays here, 97 incidents have affected the blue line, or 97 times has a blue line been affected. 62 for the green and the orange line, 68 for the red line, and 64 for the yellow. Okay, again, these are, you know, each time a train is delayed, whether it be like, you know, red, green, and blue, each line counts as one. So out of all of this, TriMet has caused, let's see here, out of a delay here, TriMet has caught, or it's been 72% on the blue line has been a delay, while 27% has actually been a disruption where they've had to call shuttle buses. Out of that 27%, 6 times has it been TriMet's fault. Okay, green line, 75% delay, 24%, or I guess 25% disruption. 5 times has it been caused by TriMet. Orange line, it's an even 2/3, 1/3 split, 66-33. 9 times out of that 33% has TriMet caused a disruption. 6 times on the red line out of 19 times. So, and then, of course, a delay 72% of the time. Yellow line 70% of the time compared to 30% of a disruption. 8 times out of that disruption, TriMet has been at fault. So, I mean, if you look at that together, 34 instances that TriMet has been at fault so far this year, causing a delay. Okay? These numbers stand for itself, folks. These numbers stand for itself. You know, I mean, TriMet's caused 67 instances where they've been at fault. Okay? So, really look at this, folks. I mean, these numbers are not, you know, these numbers are not made up. They're taken directly from TriMet's website. And they really need to be looked at. And you really need to look at who's running the show there. And who's running the show, and why are these numbers so bad? Because TriMet's not doing the damn thing about it. So, maybe let's get some new management in there who actually do something about this, because until they do, you're going to see delays, you're going to see one car trains, and pretty much nothing's going to change. You know, as they say, the only way to make change is to the only way to get what you want is make a change. So have a great week, folks, and remember, always look before stepping out in front of that bus.
Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Ow! Another one rides the bus. Hey, hey! Another one rides the bus.